This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to That Sports Show on Joy 94.9.
It is That Sports Show. That is the truth. But normally you'd be hearing Malcolm Campbell's name this evening, but he's in Thailand.
He's lucky.
Apparently you can't get any Olympics coverage other than the badminton.
Oh, so, fun fact.
Fun fact. Make sure you get your online access before
you go.
That's my theory. But my name's Fiona Newton. I'm from the Chicks Talking Footy team. Joined with me in the studio this evening is Rebecca Dahl.
It is. It's like a crossover episode. It's like Ally McBeal and The Practice. Like, we've crossed over from Chicks Talking Footy.
We have. We've been hogging the airways actually this week because we're just fresh off the Pride game.
You might have heard.
You might have heard us. If you didn't,
You can get the podcast.
You can get the podcast.
That's probably for a later show.
That's right. Let's wait till we actually are talking football to go through all of that. But luckily, so how much knowledge of the Olympics do you think you have out of a score of 10?
Current Olympics?
Yep.
Three? Olympics overall, more. I did write a acrostic poem about the Seoul Olympics in 1998 that was published in the local paper, but whatever.
Well, there you go. I know that it happens every 4 years.
Tick.
So that was, I'm about a number two. But anyway, luckily we have someone to join us tonight online, Anna, who has a lot more knowledge than us. Welcome to the sports show, Anna. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks, Fiona and Beck. I would probably classify myself as an 8. Malcolm's definitely a 10.
You had to be ahead of Malcolm, though, didn't you?
But no, he's ahead of me. I'll admit that.
Oh,
he's
okay.
He's probably listened to the recording of this.
He does have an amazing knowledge of sports.
He's just one of those sports junkies.
Yeah.
And, of course, he participates, which does help.
Yeah, that's true. Although he doesn't at the moment. He's bunged his knee or
no, I know. Poor
done
thing.
Some injury.
Are you ready to educate us, though, Anna? Help us get from
I'll try.
I want to be a 6 by the time I go.
Well, it depends. I mean, I have lots of information about the LGBTI results.
Oh.
We're happy with anything.
We'll listen to anything. we also wanted to talk to you about some of the off-the-field antics that are happening at the Olympics, because I've actually been following that sometimes more closely than the sports.
Well, it's more fun. I mean, there's been four marriage proposals.
Yeah, so run us through those.
Well, there have been two heterosexual couples, you might want, I don't know what to call them, but male to female couples have both proposed.
Is that what heterosexual means?
That's something else we can teach you later.
Put it this way, those people who identify their attraction as not to those of their own gender.
Right. Yeah, they have to come out.
How's that?
Yeah, that's right.
Come out and tell us. Out loud and proud, those heteros.
Well, one lovely Chinese diver surprised his girlfriend on the medal podium with a marriage proposal.
I did see that.
That's not a bad effort.
Didn't know the Chinese divers were old enough to get married, but, you know.
I know, but it would have been awkward if she said no. Imagine that. The world sees it.
It's after the Rugby Sevens, the Brazilian girl who was proposed to by her girlfriend who was a volunteer at the stadium. What if she'd said no on worldwide television?
Oh, awkward. Awkward. Mm-hmm. But she didn't.
That's why
they're actually getting married,
no,
which is good.
I'm just thinking I have always wanted to go to the Olympics because I wanted to be good at sport, but now I think it might be a way to get married.
Yeah, the odds are in your favour.
Yeah.
GB race walker Tom Bosworth, who finished 6th in the 20K walk, in which an Australian got the bronze medal, and Dane Bird Smith got the bronze medal, but Tom Bosworth got a better prize. He proposed to his boyfriend on the beach afterwards, and he said yes.
So I don't even have to win a medal to get proposed to. This is actually sounding easier by the minute.
have to do is find a girlfriend or a boyfriend or a whatever.
A human.
Who happens to be an Olympic athlete.
Right. Note to self. Find
a
human.
Write that down.
I'm ready to go.
Good. All right. Well, we'll aim for a proposal in 4 years' time then. There's been some other interesting things. I don't know if you heard about this, but a camera dropped from the sky at the Olympics and injured about seven people. What's going on over there?
It was a cable, a camera on a cable.
Yeah, one of those ones that kind of fly on the cables above and show
the
dropped and injured seven people.
The lawyer in me is very concerned that their public liability insurance was up to date.
Well, I do hope it was.
Mm.
But let's see, the outside broadcasters, according to local medical authorities, there were seven minor injuries that had received medical attention and it fell from 20 metres onto a lower concourse, but a full investigation has been launched.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Yeah, that makes it...
Meanwhile, the German canoeing coach was involved in a fatal car crash.
Oh,
that's depressing.
I didn't hear about that.
It was, yes. Four US swimmers, including the extremely spunky and, shall we say, doesn't give me the impression of being terribly bright, Ryan Lochte.
Don't have to be bright if you look like that.
This is true.
Mm.
And, you know, the eye candy doesn't have to be age appropriate either. They were robbed at gunpoint in a taxi on the way home from a party.
Yeah, it doesn't really seem that safe over there, does it? I mean, people are getting held up, kidnapped, all sorts of things.
A couple of Australian Paralympic cyclists had their bikes stolen at gunpoint while they were out for a training ride.
Oh, my goodness.
Can they get new bikes? How are they competing? I'm worried.
I reckon the Australian Paralympic Committee probably came to the party on that one.
Okay. Otherwise, I'm happy to take up a collection or organise
something.
We'll
do some crowdfunding.
Yeah.
Maybe you...
I think Malcolm thought our special sport was the equestrian. But we wouldn't want to go there because there were stray bullets being fired into the media tent during the equestrian event.
Wow.
Because the shooting range is on the same property.
Far out. Zika virus is the least of their concerns.
Yeah.
I would say so.
Then again,
winter is coming and Brandon Stark has been competing in the high jump.
I know. I know nothing about Game of Thrones, but I thought, I know that name from somewhere. And I thought, it took me a minute. I was blurring fantasy and reality. But people would have probably got confused doing some Google searches while he was competing.
Only people who can't spell.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But it's fun to talk about.
And the difference is that the high jumper can actually walk.
Yes. Oh, is he the one that... I'm with you.
Yes. And he wears a lot more fur than the high jumper.
Well, probably in Rio, fur would be a bit over the top for their temperature, I imagine.
Oh, no, I'm sure somebody at least...
Depends which club you go to, Beck.
That's true. That is true.
Fur bikinis.
That's what we'll see next in the beach volleyball, perhaps.
Yeah. There was also the mystery of the green pool, and that was apparently solved this week.
Although
the explanation was a bit strange.
Basic chemistry was not a subject that the man in charge of the Rio pool took at school.
No.
Because if you mix chlorine with hydrogen peroxide, what you get is a green pool.
My favourite part of the excellent media coverage of this issue was when I read, on Friday, the diving pool, which one athlete said, quote, smells like a fart, end quote.
And I think... To drag that into reasonable relevance to Joy, that was actually Tom Daly who said that.
Well, there you go. Well, look, I think it's probably a good way to describe it. When I read that, I thought, oh, yeah,
I can visualise exactly how that might smell. I can sensualise.
Well, yeah, so it's like smell-o-vision.
Smell-o-vision.
Right.
Well, I'm glad we don't have that if they've got the green pool that smells like farts. But I thought that was pretty strange. Who went along and just poured some chemicals that completely annihilated the chlorine?
Well, you can actually clean a pool with hydrogen peroxide, just not if you mix it with chlorine.
Right.
Mm. We're learning about science tonight.
Sorry?
Science lessons tonight as well, not just the Olympics.
Well, I'm getting my science from the internet, let me tell you, so I'm not sure.
Oh, everything on the internet is true.
Yep.
This is... especially the internet on the Huffington Post.
Absolutely.
Oh, I reckon that's probably about the most authoritative source I could find.
Now, also this week, an athlete from the Netherlands was sent home because he had a big night of drinking.
I love him. He's my new favourite person.
So, well, he qualified for the apparatus finals and he went out to celebrate and he got sent home. But the reason he was so excited is because he was actually banned from competing in London because he tested positive for cocaine in 2009.
He seems to like a party.
And this was his triumphant return.
This is a party guy, I reckon.
Yeah, it would sound like it. But, I mean, the funny thing I heard...
Maybe he was in the taxi with Ryan Lochte.
Lucky him, I say.
But apparently they gave out something like 30,000 condoms at the Olympic.
48 per athlete.
I heard it was 100 and something thousand.
It's 48 per athlete. I have spent a lot of time looking into these. The two major things I'm interested in at the Olympics. One, how much sex they're all having. Two, how much free McDonald's they get to eat.
I know
a lot about both those things now.
How much McDonald's? Do you know the quantities there?
They can have as much as they like. So it's in the athlete's village and they can just go and cheeseburger it up all afternoon.
Wow.
I assume they're apparently most of them obviously wait till after they compete, but in the first week, all the weightlifters and those kind of people, they're hoeing in.
Well, they need carbohydrates.
Hoeing into the Big Mac.
Yeah, they need it.
They need to bulk up, yes, absolutely, and probably the wrestlers as well.
That's true.
Some of them anyway. Yeah.
My favourite story, though, to go back to my first interest, which is the bonking, was the two Brazilian divers who competed as a pair but have now busted up because one of them kicked the other one out of their room they were sharing so she could have a late-night romp with a canoeist.
Oh.
Who I believe was not even from the same country.
No, I don't think he was.
I thought you were going to say they broke up because they went swam in the pool that smelled like farts.
No.
And I wasn't sure whether the teammate was more upset about being kicked out of the room or whether the fact that her teammate was cohabiting with the other team.
There's a lot of underlying politics here, I think.
Now, Anne, will you stick around and tell us some things that are really going on with the actual
sports stuff?
Yeah, the actual sports stuff. We'll be back in a moment to talk about the medal tally and what's going on in some of the sports in the Olympics.
You're listening to That Sports Show on Joy 94.9.
Malcolm is overseas and Stuart is overseas as well. He's in Europe and Malcolm's in Thailand. So they're getting as far away from the Joy Studios as they possibly can.
I'm sure it's not us.
And possibly from each other. But we've actually been joined by another chick called Rachel Hopkins.
Hello, everybody. Is a
part of the Chicks Talking Footy team as well. And we've got Anne on the line who actually knows a lot about the Olympics.
He pretends to know.
But you're pretending much better than we are. And we just got a message too. Hilarious, girls. I've been crossing my legs from laughter. Missing Mel, but you girls rock. Charlotte.
Oh, Charlotte. #LoveCharlotte.
We'll tell Mel that you said that.
Yeah.
So,
Anne. Pass it on. Yes, Anna.
Anna. Oh, Anna, sorry.
Yes, that's okay.
I'm getting too familiar.
We've actually now got a symmetrical number of medals. You know how we go gold, silver and bronze? We've now got 7 gold, 8 silver and 9 bronze.
Oh, well, let's pack up and go home.
And America has 28 gold, 28 silver and 28 bronze, don't they?
They also have 350 million people.
And Phelps.
We have 23. We have 23 million. So if you count the people, the country's population is 25 million or under, I think we're coming second.
Oh, well, okay. So in a way...
A ratio.
We're higher up than we think we are.
Yeah.
I also heard...
Massively so.
Just to add something there, that Phelps, I think if he was his own country, he'd be ranked 28th in the world or 32nd in the world. So he's won 23 gold medals.
Wow. Oh, that's true.
He's the size of some countries.
He's massive.
He's a massive unit.
He's such Maybe an exciting... I've been
size
watching
of Vanuatu.
Him.
He is.
The whole Olympics. He's so exciting.
I reckon he could probably cuddle the island of Fiji with his 2-point-whatever-it-is-metre arm span.
That's quite a visual.
It's quite beautiful, really.
It is. Yeah. Well,
that's how you have to be on radio.
That's right.
So we had some exciting news today, and the sailing team won a couple of medals.
Tom Burton in the men's laser. With the sailing, what happens is that they race for seven or eight or nine races, depending on the class. And then the last race, the medal race, only the top 10 get to compete. And Tom Burton needed to beat the Croatian who was ahead of him by at least five places in the medal race. And it was fascinating to watch. He managed to hold him off by mind-gaming him before the start even, so that he managed to make the Croatian, within the rules, miss the start.
Ah. How do you make someone miss the start? Just psych them out.
You get no... What you can do within the rules of sailing, if someone is given a penalty, that means they have to actually do a rotation, a 360 or a 720. Like, they have to rotate their boat twice, and that's a penalty because it slows them down. It stops them, and they have to circle on the spot a couple of times before they can continue racing.
Oh.
And if they take your wind under certain conditions, or they sneak ahead of you when they shouldn't under certain conditions under the rules, then the jury boat, which is right alongside you, penalty, and off you have to, and you have to do your 720, and the other person can go sailing merrily off towards the start line, which is what happened. And so congratulations to Tom Burton, who won the men's laser gold medal.
Now, the other question I was going to ask, the other medal I saw in the sailing this morning, they were cousins, right?
Yes.
I have noticed there are a lot of family Olympics. You know, there's the Campbells in the swimming. There's some cyclists that are brother and sister. There's the sailors. So I have concluded that it is my family's fault that I'm not an Olympic athlete.
Absolutely correct.
There's also the triplets.
I mean, I sailed with my little sisters when I was younger, but we didn't get to the Olympics because they just weren't good enough at crew.
They've let you down.
Absolutely.
Mm. Yeah.
Well done also to Burton, because he missed out on the London Olympics as well. So
do you actually know stuff, Rachel?
Oh, I've been watching it like
Rachel
a whore.
In about 19 minutes ago. Yeah, that's right.
I've been watching the Olympics ad nauseum. I've really, probably more than football, dear.
You won't say that in the second half
I know.
Now,
Rachel.
Talking footy, that's terrible.
I know, exactly. Yes.
Rachel might get fired from Chick Talking Footy.
No, well, we allow other sports. We're a diverse team.
Yeah. We're accepting, inclusive.
I'm excited.
Well, we've got Brooke. Sorry.
No, go ahead, Anna. You know stuff.
Tonight we've got Brooke Stratton competing in the long jump final. She made the finals, jumped a personal best to qualify. So it doesn't matter how she does, because she's done the best she has ever done to get there.
That's true. But what do you think are her chances tonight?
Realistically,
yes.
If she jumped a PB to get into the final, she'd have to jump a massive PB to
exactly,
middle.
Exactly.
Yes. But good luck to her and well done on making the final.
And well done to a lot of our athletes who have beaten their personal best. They may have come fifth or seventh, but they've done really well.
So PB, well, for those listening, is personal best.
We're so good at this.
Track the other day. The women's 3,000-metre steeplechase.
Yes.
I believe that... pretty much everyone in the final, apart from maybe the last couple of runners, ran either a PB, a national record. Well, it was they ran PBs. They just kept running PBs in this final, the women.
What a bunch of underachievers.
It's really rather shocking, to be honest.
I know it's quite amusing where I'm watching the Olympics and I'm sitting there and, you know, they're these athletes who are amazingly talented and fantastic at what they do, and then I start judging them as I'm eating a packet of chips.
Yeah.
I love doing that.
I'm like, what a loser.
Yeah, or they're crying because they came fourth or something third, and you're like, you're one of the best in the world. Maybe don't get that upset. Yeah.
I can't run to the front door when the Thai takeaway guy comes. And, you know.
I'd still be running Usain Bolt's race. I'm still out there.
Well, both the Australians in the final of the 3,000-metre steeplechase ran a season's best. They haven't run any faster this year. And the Ethiopian who came fifth also ran a record. And the winner was almost just a... under a second outside the world record, which has stood for 8 years.
Wow. Now, again, my lack of knowledge about the Olympics, I always tuned out after the first week because I thought we were like fish, good in water, not so good on land.
Yes.
But is Australia going to win any gold medals in the track and field?
No.
Oh.
It's possible. It is possible.
But I shouldn't get too excited.
It is possible, but we won't expect it. But I would have to say that we've got a very good chance in the 50K walk.
Right. Who's our 50K walker?
Jared Talent, who won the Olympic gold medal, who was recently awarded his London gold medal after the Russian was disqualified.
Mm. If your name's Talent, you wouldn't want to be rubbish at something, would you?
And on the thing about brothers and sisters, his sister's also a race walker at the Olympics.
They train together, don't they?
I believe so.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't mind. It would be pretty useful to have someone good as he is to train with.
Yeah, I'd be amazing. Sorry, and I'm a bit of a pessimist. Not just with football, but also with the Olympics.
Oh,
hence
really?
My,
I didn't know I'd float over into other sports.
I flew into other sports. So I apologise for my blunt answer.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm an Essendon supporter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I know about pessimism in sports.
So you and Mel are both Essendon supporters. Well, congratulations on your win last Sunday, but we'll talk about that later. We can't talk about football. We've been told we're not allowed to talk about football on the sports show.
Have we spoken about...
We've got...
After you.
No. Oh, we've just got the men's 470 tonight. We've got... Matthew Belcher and Will Ryan in a good position for a medal. They pretty much have to do what Tom Burton did this morning and psych out the Croatians just to get the gold medal because they need to finish about five or six places ahead of them. But they're in a very good position for a bronze medal. And they could actually get up and get a silver or a gold.
Well, that's exciting. I was sad this morning when I saw the basketballers lose and they were crying and I wanted to cry. Because is this the first in 20 years or something that we won't win a medal in the women's basketball?
I think it is, yes.
It is.
It's very sad because...
We were ranked number one and Serbia, I think, were ranked number 13th or 14th in the world. So it was a bit of a shock loss as well.
We were ranked number one ahead of the Americans. Wow.
Oh, not number one. Number two then in the world during the whatever they play during the off-season, well, the non-Olympic season, they were ranked a lot higher.
World Championship.
World Championship there, though, because I know Serbia was 14th and we were right up the top.
And, yeah, it's like the hockey.
Yes, very similar.
The men didn't make the quarterfinals of the hockey and the women lost in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, they lost to Holland. Did they, Holland?
Argentina.
Coached by Alison Annan, the former Australian hockey great.
Oh, swivel badge.
Now, we've just have a break here. We've got some messages pouring in, more than we've ever had on the football show, I might add. But it says, so funny and engaging, bugger Mel. He ain't as funny and dangerous while driving.
Love it.
Then we had Bring You Girls On Each Week with Mel.
Mm.
And then, won't read that one out.
send it to me.
Matthew Belcher, go, go, go. And basketball girls are too soft.
Oh, boo.
Oh.
I bet that person's not playing in the Olympics right
That's
now.
That's right. What's your genetics
exactly.
like?
That's right. And I actually also got a message from my dad saying, why are we getting blamed for Beck's lack of Olympic talent? I mean, you can blame your parents for everything, can't you?
Yeah.
Well, they provided the DNA that produced you.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
We've also got another new out medalist we've added to the list of out sports people at this Olympics, Italian swimmer Rachele Bruni, who came second in the women's marathon swim, 10 kilometres in open water, which takes about 2 hours.
That's amazing.
She dedicated her medal to several people, including her beloved, which she later said was her girlfriend.
Aww.
And she's
the only out Italian athlete at these Olympics.
Well, the Olympic rings are the colour of the rainbow, so maybe it's all subliminal. Yeah.
That's right.
Well, there probably are more, but some countries aren't very conducive to it. In fact,
you wouldn't want to do that in the Russian Olympics, would you?
Well, we wouldn't want to be the guy who was writing for, I think, some alleged journalist who decided to go on Grindr and wrote an article about it.
That's right. He was dating athletes and then wrote a whole lot of articles about and outed a whole lot of athletes that weren't.
And he was a straight white married man.
Yeah. You're kidding. I must have missed that.
Outrageous.
The article's been taken down from the Daily Beast, which is a somewhat of a controversial website anyway. They have actually taken the article down. But the fact that somebody had the idea and somebody okayed the idea, there's something very wrong with that person.
Yeah, that's right. That's horrible. So hopefully the athletes are okay.
Yes.
Being outed that way.
Well, some of the ones who were outed come from countries where it is not a very healthy thing to be.
Yeah, well, they can be put in jail in some of those countries, apparently. So, yeah, not very nice. Not very nice.
No.
But, look, Anna, we're going to have to say goodbye.
Enjoy your TikToking footy.
Yes, it's been lovely lovely chatting with you, and thanks for sharing your knowledge, because we would have had a very interesting half an hour without you.
I feel like I've gone from, like, a 3 to a 6.
3 to a 6? So you've achieved your goal this evening?
I think so.
Personal best.
I think so.
Exactly.
It's a personal best in Olympic knowledge. All right.
Well, I'll hop off and listen to Chicks Talking.
Yeah, well, that's right. Stay tuned. We will be back in a moment. We'll switch gears into talking footy. We're still on a high after the Pride game that was last Saturday night, and we'll tell you all about that in the Chicks Talking Footy episode here on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to That Sports Show on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.